Hey guys, it's me, Jen, your favorite storyteller from Lather, Rinse, Repeat. Today's episode is It's Alive. All right, guys, so I'm going to take you back, like way back to like my second day ever being a hairdresser. All right, I'm working at the salon and they're so nice to me. They actually give me clients on my second day of having a license, which in our industry almost never happens. So they tell me I'm going to have a haircut. I get all excited. I get ready. Back at that time, this salon had what they called like saddle chairs. So it was like, it looked like a saddle of a horse, which was kind of fun. But it was like a little stool you could sit on to cut hair. So I go and greet my first guest. I bring her back. She wants a bob. I'm going to sit on this little chair because it looks cool. Let's be honest. And all the other hairdressers are doing it. So I'm going to. And so she wants a really serious precision bob. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to do what they do. I'm going to get on this stool. I'm going to be eye level. I'm going to get ready. I'm going to section her off. So that's exactly what I did. I sit on the stool. I section her off. And as I section down the center of her hair and I open it up like a book, something crawls across the back of her hair. And I breathe for a sec, and she's talking, and I don't say anything. And I section another thin section down the other side, and I open it up like a book. And fuck me, it crawls across the back of her head. And what crawls across the back of her head is so large, by the way, that I would describe it as a very large tick. Perhaps the size of your pinky nail. And now I think to myself, fuck, I think that's lice. But now I've never seen lice because I only am on my second day of doing hair. And the only lice I've ever seen is in a book. And they describe these little white eggs, which they call nits, by the way. And no one ever talked about one being alive. So I'm not sure. What the fuck is it? Is it a roach? Is it a lice? Is it a tick? Is it a flea? I don't know, but I know it's alive and it's fucking big and I am grossed out. So I don't know what to do. So I tell the lady, oh, hold on one sec. I'm going to run in the back and I'm going to go get something I forgot for a clip or something. And she's like, oh, okay. And I run in the back where my boss is eating lunch and she's like, what's the matter? And I must have been like pale and sweaty and now I'm like itchy all over. And I'm like, listen to me. I don't know what to do. There's something crawling in her hair. And she's like, what do you mean? And I go, I sectioned off the back of her hair and this bug is running around in her hair. And she's like, oh my God, Jennifer, it's alive. And I'm like, what's alive? And she's like, a lice. And I'm like, a lice can be that big? And she's like, well, they're not usually alive on the head because usually it dies after it lays its eggs. And she's telling me this whole story. And I'm like, listen to me. I don't know what it is, but it's alive and it's on her head. And I got to go back out there and I don't know what to do. And she's like, Jennifer, she can't stay in here. She's going to cause an infestation. Like she has to leave. And I'm like, you go up and do it. I don't know what to do. I'm so scared, you guys. I was petrified. So now she comes up with me and she's like, all right, listen, you just follow my lead. This lady's got to get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. So now I walk up with my boss and she starts talking to the lady and she goes, hey, just crazy question, but have your children recently had lice? Or are you maybe a teacher where a student had lice or you work with kids? And as she's doing this, guys, she's also just starting to take the cape off of the guest and like removing the towels and almost like guiding her like, hey, we're about to throw you the fuck out of here. But very nicely, of course, because we can't get crazy and just throw someone out in a rage, which we would want to do in this instance because it's so fucking gross and I'm so itchy even talking about it. So the lady says, actually, my kids had lice, but I treated them and it's all gone. And she's like, have you been itchy? Has your scalp been itchy? Have you noticed anything? She's like, no. She's like, did you treat yourself as well as your kids? Because we always highly recommend that, as well as the linens on your couch, the bedding in your beds, any kind of animals that they would have, like stuffed animals. She's like, no, there was no need. I'm not itchy. And she says, well, unfortunately, you have live lice living on your head, and we're not going to be able to finish cutting your hair today. You're going to have to go to the pharmacy and get that treated before we can see you. And she's like, oh my God, what do you mean I have lice? And she goes, well, you know, we're past the egg stage. This lice is running around on your head. So I find it incredibly crazy that you haven't been itchy, because it's actually feeding on you, which FYI, guys, is why it was so fucking big when it ran across her head, because later I learned it was full of her blood because it was sucking her life away and it was alive. And there's no way this fucking lady wasn't itchy, because Jesus Christ, it was so big. So she's, of course, embarrassed. She's like, please, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Don't worry, but we can't have you here. God forbid. So go to the pharmacy, treat your hair, blah, blah, blah. She tells her the whole thing. The lady leaves. And now we are all freaking out. Because let me tell you something, guys. A lice can jump from person to person. FYI, it can also hold its breath for 24 hours when it's waiting to feed on its next host. So water doesn't even get rid of it on your scalp. You have to use the RID chemical. But what we have to do in the salon is disinfect everything. Now, everything that touched her has to go in a hot wash, hot dryer. All the combs have to be disinfected. Everything has to be treated. God forbid an egg or something spread that we could contaminate the entire salon. It is not an easy project. It is fucking gross. It was the most unbelievable second day of my life. I learned a lot. I felt so bad for the lady, but I was also completely grossed out by her. So, needless to say, my second day at the salon was an eventful one. I should have known eventually I would start this podcast, that it would just get worse from there, that I would have all these incredible stories. But, yep, so the lice was alive. It was running around. It was the mommy. And it was disgusting. So, a little bit of info for you guys. If your kids get lice, if you get lice, please treat everything. Treat you, treat your husband, treat your children, treat your girlfriend, treat your boyfriend, treat your mom, treat your dad. Take the time to do all the bed linens. Take the time to do all the blankets. Treat the couch. Do it all. Because listen, guys, that shit spreads like wildfire. And once it starts, it's not going to stop. And then you're going to have a giant live mama lice sucking the blood out of your scalp like a tick does to an animal. Well, guys, that was my quick fun story for this week. The lice was alive. We got her out of there. I'm still itchy 20-something years later thinking about it. I've never seen anything like that again in my life, and I hope I don't have to. Until next week. Thanks for listening to another episode of Lather, Rinse, Repeat. Have a great day, you guys.